It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I was enjoying all the Ozzy stuff online yesterday. I actually got more upset about Ozzy dying than I thought I would.
Yeah, it was actually tough watching that I watched some videos of his last concert.
Yes, the one with all the other guys.
Yeah. Just sitting there singing the songs.
Yeah, but like, it was cool for him to 100%. See the entire crowd there. I saw online that T-Pain covered War Pigs by Black Sabbath.
How about that?
I had never heard it before.
Dude, T-Pain's
awesome. Crazy.
Like that, the Tiny Desk he did.
It was really good.
It was insane.
The Black Sabbath cover, it said it was Ozzy's favorite Black Sabbath cover of all time was T-Pain's. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the question. Jalen not wearing his Super Bowl ring is cool or annoying?
Oh, wow.
What do you... Yeah, Jack, of course, is the one.
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
yes.
What do you think?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, what do you think the percentage is?
90.
76%.
Oh, okay.
24% saying so no.
Some people wanted to see him put his ring.
Yeah.
It was just, you're the ring ceremony with all your teammates last year.
Now, I'm not going to say it's cool, but I will say I appreciate it.
Sure.
I'm glad that he is.
Because you guys both don't enjoy anything.
I don't enjoy anything.
Here's the thing.
They go, oh, you got great ratings. I'm like, great. What about the next one?
Here's the question without us, I guess we'll probably never get the answer to it.
Is did he put it on?
Did he put it on when he went home?
He had to.
Right? What is he never going to put the ring on?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he never put the ring on.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Like maybe at the end of his career when he is at the Hall of Fame podium. Maybe
he got
that's
another decade to play.
Maybe. But I don't know. I don't think he's ever going to put it on. I think he's going to just put it away until his career is over and then he'll take it
out. He put that ring on at home.
Disagree.
I think maybe he didn't.
I think he did.
If we ever get him on the show, which is unlikely, but and speaking of which, we'll get to that in a second. We are going to ask him if he put it on home because I don't think anybody asked him.
Well, he's not going to tell us he did.
You don't think so?
No, he's not going to tell us.
Still got to ask him.
Yes.
What if you ask him three times?
So, speaking of talking to Jalen Hurts. Champ camp started today, right? As training camp started, and WIP celebrates the Eagles' next season with champ camp broadcast at the NovaCare facility every day. And here I look. Champ camp started. The morning show is at training camp. Talking to Lane Johnson.
They have Zach Bond tomorrow at 7.
The midday show. Talking to Quinyon Mitchell. Talking to Nolan Smith.
They got Quinyon to talk.
Right? Didn't they get Quinyon?
Quinyon's on, yep.
Nolan Smith as well. Was
no
on the
problem with
show.
Him talking.
No, Nolan has no problem speaking. Yeah.
And no offense to Corey, but here is the WIP afternoon show in the studio talking to Corey from Columbus.
And ourselves. And our other coworkers.
Remind me, guys. I have a couple of questions for you. And you, if you're listening, because you're not here, Rod Lakin, the program director, brand manager of WIP.
Noticeably absent today.
Yeah. Let me ask you both. Mm-hmm. Last year, who did we talk to when we went to training camp?
Nobody.
We didn't go to training camp.
Oh, yes,
that's the trick question.
That was a trick question you had me thinking over here. I'm like, who did we talk to?
Last year, we didn't go to training camp either. Let me ask you this. And Jack, I'm going to ask you because, Ike, I don't want to put you in this position.
Okay.
But who, Jack, do you think is the face of WIP who also happened to play for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Oh, I was going to say me before that last part.
Yeah.
Ike Reese.
So wouldn't you think, as champ camp begins... At least once in 2 years, the afternoon show, The Big Dogs, with Ike Reese, would happen to be at training camp once. Now, I already have my suspicions with Lakin because I believe he has sided with the camera and this whole the camera versus Fritz thing, and he set it up for the camera. I am petitioning, and I'm asking the afternoon show Foxhole guys and gals, the listeners, to petition to Rod Lakin to get the WIP afternoon show at least one time in 2 years at Eagles training camp to talk to a couple of Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Maybe talk to Saquon. Maybe talk to Coach Sirianni.
Yeah.
And to
talk to Jalen.
Maybe talk to Jalen. And to let Rod Lakin, the program director of WIP, know, you should email him and I will give you his email address.
Well, hold on.
I will give them his email address.
Really?
Yes, I will give him his email address. What? It's probably on the website.
Oh, whoa, hold on.
Okay, well, I'll say this.
Drive website well,
how about I say this? My email address here is spike.eskin@odyssey.com.
No problems there.
His name is Rod, R-O-D, Lakin, L-A-K-I-N, and he also works for Odyssey. So you could petition to Rod that the afternoon show should, because I think we should be there. Jack, do you think we should be there?
1,000,000%.
Ike Reese, do you think at least one day?
Without a doubt.
You should be there?
And yes.
I have great respect for the other show. I'm not saying the other show shouldn't be there.
Right.
Right.
I'm just saying we should have one day where we're in this beautiful RV.
Would love to know what it looked like inside.
Talking to the players. That's all I'm asking.
How the hell did me and Marks get to training camp?
Well, so I believe that practice started later.
I think they moved practice up.
Well, we could go early and record the stuff with the guys, right?
Which is what we could do, yes.
Yeah.
So you want to flood Rod's email.
I don't. Only if you have a specific complaint about the WIP afternoon show not being at training camp. And I didn't give out his email address. I'm just telling you that the way that email addresses at Odyssey work is mine is spike.eskin@odyssey.com. And his name is Rod, R-O-D, Lakin, L-A-K-I-N.
But don't give out our email.
Yeah. No. You guys don't check your Odyssey email anyway.
I do check my Odyssey email.
Oh, right. Well,
I just have his login.
215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli, you're in WIP.
And if itching was a scratch, was a person, boy. Man, that was tough, man.
Well, look, man.
Yeah, we got stuff to get off our chest.
Yeah, look.
It sound like you the face of the program when you're doing all that, man.
Look, sometimes I like to do, I take the bullets.
Yes.
I will take the bullets. You know, I will stand in front if need be.
Somebody already made my point, but I was listening yesterday, when you and OG was going back and forth, right?
Yeah.
Now I love Jalen Hurts, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was with you because basically what you were saying was, you just can't say like because you like somebody that they're just better at everything than somebody else.
Like
with the whole Jalen Hurts thing, him not wearing the ring and all that, I get it. But I think that's because like he's not satisfied because like he hasn't solidified himself as a top five quarterback. In everybody's eyes. I think that's where a lot of his whatever, I hope that's where it comes from. If not, I think it's kind of weird that he doesn't like, you know, take a moment to reflect on something he probably dreamed about.
But can I ask you this, Derek? And because we were talking about Michael Jordan, because when we were talking about Embiid a couple of days ago, I was talking about Michael Jordan too. And the guys who are best at, they're not all built the same way. But think about Michael Jordan, right? He is the greatest basketball player of all time. Years after he retired, he is standing up being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and all he's talking about is his grudges against other guys.
Yeah.
Like, not a lot of these guys that are in that sort of position, the prime most, are not built like we're built. Like, they are built different. They don't ever feel satisfaction in the same way.
Did you just put Jalen in the same group with Michael Jordan?
Well, that's what he's trying to be, right? I mean, like
you put him there too, though. You just put him there.
Yes, in that. I'm saying that I think athletes who are at the center of their teams, sometimes they're more like us, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes, like, Tom Brady is a freak.
Yeah, the great ones are wired different.
Like, he is a psychopath. He chose football over his marriage. Like, you know what I mean? Like, these guys are not built the same. I don't think they...
And then he went 9-8.
Yes. Yes.
All for 1 year.
Yeah. But still, you know, so I think, I guess you would like him to enjoy it. But I also, if he is made in a way that, like this is who he is and it drives him, I think a lot of these best athletes are not driven the same way that we're driven. Like they're driven to not be satisfied.
Well, I'll throw this in there. I think it's this as well, Derek. He hasn't forgotten he got benched in Alabama.
I'm sure he hasn't.
So he is never comfortable, right? I think that's the mindset that he has is that he's always working and striving to get better. Like that's what he's trying to do. And even when he does win, he doesn't. He only allows himself to reflect and I guess enjoy it for so long, and then he has to get back to the grind. He has to get back to the grind.
Like the AJ Instagram post.
Yeah.
After the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like I thought it would feel. So I guess it's like, I guess you could say it's the same thing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah. It was weird with AJ because that was like 2 days after the
right.
Super Bowl.
Yes, for sure.
Yes.
But at least.
Yeah.
Derek, I've always said about when you get a job, I've always joked that like the best day of your new job is the day the press release comes out. And then every day after that, you're just going to work. And I think to a certain.
Is that how you feel about this?
Yep.
Well,
you just get your window.
No, I love this
unbelievable.
Job.
Wow. Look.
Rent's due. You know, me and Jalen think the same way.
Yeah. I like it.
Derek, for next question today, what is, give us a 90s controversy.
Like, yo, this controversy haunts me to this day, man. I'll never forget. I used to wear number 32 my whole life playing basketball. And November 7th, 1991, Magic Johnson said,
yes, sir.
He had AIDS, man.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was done, man.
Yes, sir.
And he might end up outliving all of us, man. So yes. Still
he will outlive all of us, yeah.
Yeah, let me tell you, all it took was somebody really rich.
Yeah.
Figure out, you know, yeah. He not. By the way, not only outlive us, but thrive.
Yeah,
and,
oh, my goodness. Yeah, he's one of the richest guys, yeah.
Owns the Dodgers, yeah. You know. 215-592-94.
Washington Commanders.
Oh, yeah. He's part of the Commanders thing as well. Yeah. Sure, he's in Josh Harris's ear about the Sixers.
Sixers.
215. That's going to be awesome.
215-592-94-94. Now, to go to Colonial Hyundai and get a brand new Hyundai, you don't need as much money as Magic. No. What the cars are, John Ashdale is, he's got together with the Hyundai folks, and they put together Colonial Hyundai Fest to make it cheaper for you, fast. It's always faster, easier, and better, but now it's cheaper for you to get yourself in a brand new Hyundai. They've got over 300 of them in stock right there on the lot. They have Tucson's, they have Elantras, they have Santa Fe's. They're going to give you up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That is up to $10,000. The goal for Hyundai Fest is to drive in there and drive out with a new Hyundai and not have your payment go up at all. So they give you the discount on the car, that's going to help. Financing as low as 0% on any new Hyundai on the lot, and guaranteed $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. And as usual, as always at Colonial, every new Hyundai off the lot goes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online, 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. The Colonial Hyundai Fest, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Oh, our good friend Aaron in San Diego. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Hi, Aaron.
How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Good. Hey, Ike.
Yes.
I feel bad for you, my friend, with this whole training camp thing. You are Philadelphia Eagle royalty.
Yes.
You just got to look across the desk, man. I mean, you got two card-carrying members of the Jalen Hurts Haters Club. How can you expect for the Eagles to invite you to the training camp?
It's
not the Eagles inviting us to training camp.
Yes, it's our own people.
Yes.
Well, Spike, you remind me of that friend that we all have, right? Mm. The one that's got that bulldog mouth and that chihuahua ass that we're always trying to pull out of the fire.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. I need somebody to protect me in the fight. I can't win the fight. I can start the fight, but I can't win the fight.
Let me tell you something. I found it comical that you're sitting there beating up Joe DiCamera in his running style as you're prancing out or skipping or whatever the hell you call running out to the mound to congratulate Jack Fritz on his big win.
I just ran like a normal person. We can get, like, you can watch the video. I ran like a normal person.
Dude, that was prancing. That wasn't running.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Maybe if you lost about 60 pounds, maybe you could prance too.
Ooh.
Oh, don't come at me, my friend. You shooting your Twitter videos for your 9 followers, you know? Like, come on, man. Do you want a piece of me?
You struggle with off the cuff stuff. Because when a caller's got you,
you didn't have me.
Say shut up or call names. That's your big comeback. That's your big, you know, your star line.
Aaron, do you have something about the Eagles? You called me a hater. You said I pranced out to the mound. I'm not allowed to say anything back to you besides the fact that you know, you should maybe cut down on the cheeseburgers now and again. Do you have anything about the Eagles?
I absolutely do, man.
Okay.
So here's the thing with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
He is an adversary.
Ooh, boy.
Come on.
That'd be better, Taylor.
It seems like you struggle. You struggle when.
I took a needle in the ass. what do I have to do with this?
I don't know.
That is driven by adversity, okay?
Okay.
What adversity?
I guarantee you that he's got somewhere on his wall or in his phone, he's got a picture of Tom Brady and his five rings on one finger, and that's why he hasn't put a ring on the finger yet, because he's waiting until he can fill his whole hand. And you know,
wow,
you guys,
wait
there's
to five?
Plenty of room for you and Jack on the wagon train. You know, we don't discriminate. Come on aboard. We're glad to have you. Okay, because Jalen Hurts is going to take us to where we need to go. He's going to continue to do what he keeps doing, and that's winning. And he's going to win championship after championship after championship. He's going to go down as a Philadelphia legend, and you're going to have to live with that for the rest of your life.
I'll be perfectly happy, Aaron.
I know. So would I if the Phillies win the World Series.
Okay. Wow. I'm not so sure about Aaron. Aaron, do you have a 90s controversy?
I do. It's actually the Y2K buildup.
Oh, that was a big one.
That was a big one.
That was a big one. So
much to do about nothing.
Yes. So I think I've told this story before. At the radio station, all the engineers were super worried about, you know, it going off the air.
Of course, yeah.
So they had to check every piece of equipment and put a little sticker on it that said Y2K, that they have confirmed that it's okay.
Wow.
My favorite thing was when there were Y2K stickers on the microphone. And I remember, because Dick Bagg was our chief engineer at the time, I said, Dick, like, does the microphone even know what date it is? Like, why? He's like, look, they told me to make sure all the equipment is okay, and all the equipment was okay. I do remember it turning the midnight and sort of being scared that everything was going to, like, not work.
You know what I was doing?
What were you doing?
Partying.
Oh, you were. My 1999 New Year's Eve.
A lot of Y2K parties.
Yeah. Dude, we were at Bobby Taylor's house out in Conshohocken. And now this is the craziest thing. We had Rams players there with us. So we were playing the Rams that weekend.
Oh,
they come in. They came in early because of the Y2K stuff. So they didn't want to fly after
New Year's. Right, in case the planes didn't work.
Yeah, so they were in early. So that New Year's Eve, it probably was like, it wasn't like Kurt Warner or Marshall Faulk or any of those guys, but it was like Dre Bly, Lando Pace. It must have been like 8 to 10 of them that they came over, and we all like
had a good New Year's Eve.
Now this was Bobby's single day, so he's married now and everything. But you know, Bobby knew a lot of people. Bobby knew
people,
Yeah, he knew a lot of people, man. I'm just put it that way. And so when he was having a function, you made sure you attended.
Dude, that sounds a lot better than mine did.
I was single too back then. That was 2000.
That's
so
right.
In case Renee doesn't realize that was 99 and 2000.
I was 5.
Yeah, so you don't remember it.
I remember it.
Oh, you do?
I don't get why. I didn't know what the big deal was.
Oh.
The whole Y2K thing.
Yeah, we used to have like a sleepover at my friend's house. It was crazy.
So I was dating the worst girlfriend I ever had, Carolyn. She was terrible. And we got tickets to
What's her email?
What's her email?
We got tickets to go see the band live in Hershey, PA.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
And they canceled the day before. But I had an unrefundable hotel room in Harrisburg. So we spent New Year's Eve 1999 at a hotel in Harrisburg.
Did you at least see the apple drop?
It was horrible. Yeah, I think on TV or whatever, but that was it. We had dinner at the Harrisburg Hotel.
I was going to say, did you celebrate champagne, anything?
It sucked. And I have, by the way, Ed Kowalczyk, the singer from Live, I've held this against him since that 25 years. If I ever get to talk to that guy, how sick, dude, did you have to be to cancel your 1999 New Year's Eve concert?
And was this the girlfriend you went to Italy with?
No, she was a fine girlfriend. We just had a bad relationship towards
her. Yeah, I couldn't imagine that.
Yeah, no.
You and your rules. You and all your rules.
Well,
man.
Imagine how I was then. Like, I'm pretty, like, I'm way more laid back now than I was.
But I still can't cut the TV on. There's no TV on in the bedroom.
I still have some rules. The bedroom is not for watching TV.
What's it for?
Come on, buddy. You know what it's for.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
No, it's for going to bed at 9. To be clear, I am not a fun person. There it is. Oh, boy.
Yep.
We do have to talk about DeCamera as well.
What did he do?
Well, he is So he announced his injury, his groin
yes.
injury. And I think, like, I know what he's trying to do here. If DeCamera wins tennis, which is possible.
Sure.
Because Jack hasn't practiced
at all.
Looking
at Fritz, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He can just say he can't go any further. And he can't do the race because he can't run.
He can't run, so he's definitely going to forfeit that one.
So he'll just say, I can't do it anymore.
Wow.
And end the competition at 2-1.
Wow.
How's that for a theory?
Yeah. And if he loses, he can just say he was injured.
He was injured.
So the only thing I want to put out there is if he's healthy enough to play tennis, he's healthy enough to run.
Right.
And if this ends because of injury, Jack's not conceding, right? You're not giving up, Jack.
Never.
So Joe has to quit.
Yeah.
Like, remember, like, everything gets wiped off the board. He doesn't just get to end it 2-1. He has to quit. I quit. He has to say the words, I quit. Was it, who said no mas? Was that Roberto Duran?
Yeah. And Sugar Ray.
That's what he's got to do. We need Joe DeCamera's no mas moment.
So we're not buying this.
Nobody's buying this.
It's 100% a setup. Yeah, 100%.
No way I'm
Because I think he had his tennis coach on. The tennis coach said he looks great.
Yeah, he's playing tennis, and he played golf last week.
But he has apparently surgery.
He spent 3 hours at the doctor's.
With a shot in his groin.
Yeah, and the surgery's coming for the groin.
Yeah. I know what he's doing with his groin. Nothing.
Nothing.
A lot of nothing.
Whacking that thing.
Yeah. So Phil's won last night. As Ike mentioned, they won the series. I would like them to, would love them to sweep the series. And Chris Sanchez was outrageous last night. A complete game, one run masterpiece. We will get to talk to the great Larry Anderson next about that. And we will keep talking about Jalen. What do you think of him not putting the ring on? I like it. And in fact, I wish more Eagles were like it.
Yeah, nobody wear your ring.
No one have fun. Just win.
No smiling.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.